Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about team dynamics. And yesterday I got into, or started to get into, the idea of the team leader. So a team leader, we're talking about putting projects together and putting a and building a team around you to get that project accomplished. And so when we talk about a team leader, that's the person that has responsibilities for really fostering the team's dynamics. And so one of the things we need to look at is that team leader's ability to make the team feel important and really validate the distinct voices so that the group can effectively work together. Remember what we talked about yesterday. Truly successful teams get everybody involved. They get people talking, opening up, and really putting forth great ideas. So often when somebody introduces an opposing point of view, even if it goes against some of the things that are coming out, that team leader still has to validate what came out. Because, again, you don't want to ostracize anybody. So if the idea is considered, I don't know if it's wrong is a better word, or maybe misguided would be a better option, the leader needs to be very mindful of not just dismissing the idea, because once you dismiss the idea as a leader, you alienate the member that provided that idea. And not only does that push them further away and make them less likely to contribute in the future, it also has a negative impact on the entire group, because now they feel that if they bring something that's not a great idea that everyone else or you as the leader don't agree with, then all of a sudden the environment is no longer as safe as it once was. And the key is keeping it safe and keeping the dialogue open. So it's very important as a team leader that you really think about how you are including people in the discussion. And as I said, even if it's not a great idea, that's okay. But if you're dismissive of that, then you're going to lose that person and potentially lose other people within that group. So that's a thought for today. Just being inclusive, letting people go, and just being open to ideas and realizing that not every idea that comes out is going to be a good idea. But yet, in order to get to those good ideas, we're going to have to sort through some others that maybe are not as good in the process. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And it works by coming here and just getting here for a few minutes a day. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. Just subscribe, spend a few, 3 to 4 minutes with us. And before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about the team leader in the role of a facilitator. But for today, I just want you to think about the responsibility that you would have as a team leader. And the idea here is to be very inclusive, be open, and not ostracize anybody. And if you're able to be that person, then what you'll find is the team will be far more successful, because the openness will stay. They'll be willing to bring ideas. And the more ideas you get, the more successful you are.